In southwestern Pennsylvania, there's a congressional district that looks like a hammer. Pennsylvania's 12th is all over the map, weaving its way through six counties and spanning more than 100 miles. With a number of Democratic challengers facing the Republican incumbent representative next year, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young toured the district to meet some of its residents and learn their politics.
In the middle of Somerset County sits Jennerstown, population 662.
Old mining equipment is what you're looking at hanging up.
I think those are the knee pads somebody wore. That's an old lunchbox up there, an old lantern.
The main dining room of the Coal Miners Cafe is full of artifacts. June Deal has worked here for 35 years. But this town has changed a lot since she first started serving.
Most of the businesses are gone that were here. Like, we used to have a grocery store, a hardware store, three other gas stations. They're all gone.
Thousands used to work the mines in this county, including Deal's first husband and son-in-law. Now, she says there are hardly any mining jobs left. Deal says she cares about things like economic prosperity and affordable health care, so she always votes.
I'm a Democrat, although I really sometimes wish I wasn't.
She says she bases her vote on whomever she thinks the best candidate is, who for the past three presidential elections happened to all be Republicans, including Donald Trump, who got 76% of the votes in Somerset County.
Can I get a large cup of black coffee?
Sure, 16.
Next stop in the tour of Pennsylvania's 12th is more than 100 miles away. The Bee's Cafe is in downtown Beaver Falls, near the Ohio border, an hour north of Pittsburgh. With a population around 8,000, it's much larger than Jennerstown, and more diverse, nearly 20% African American. But with a collapsed steel industry and main drag lined with mostly closed storefronts, the two towns look similar.
It's a great town. It's a great town with problems.
Matthew Nance runs a local youth ministry and has lived here since he was a kid. He says the longstanding blue leanings of the area aren't what they seem.
The Democrats are really Republicans in Beaver County. People are conservative here. They're Democrats because that's what the union told them to be back when the steel mills were booming. And that's what their dads were, and that's what their moms said to do.
As far as his vote, the 41-year-old says he's neither a Republican nor a Democrat. Didn't vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton.
The only reason why I vote anyway is for the unborn child, so I could care less about anything else.
However, he does like the incumbent representative of his district, a Republican.
Yes, I vote for Keith Rothfuss because he's a great guy.
But beyond that, for Nance, the politics are of little consequence. He says the people of Beaver Falls shouldn't rely on politicians' promises.
You know, they keep thinking the steel is going to come back, and then they thought US Air is going to come back. Now they think that the cracker plant is going to save them. But really, rich people figure out how to stay rich, and the poor people keep suffering.
But politics can have a major impact. And to talk about the politics in Pennsylvania's 12th, you have to talk about Democrat John Murtha from Johnstown.
First Vietnam combat veteran elected to the Congress back in 1974.
Ray Rabley is a political science professor at the University of Pittsburgh, Johnstown. He says back in 1974, steel was a big part of the Johnstown economy, before the deindustrialization and rapid closing of steel mills in the 1980s.
You know, Murtha was positioned to assist in some ways the transition to a kind of defense contractor high-tech economy. As the chair of the subcommittee that wrote the defense budget, was able to use influence to bring defense dollars into this area.
So Johnstown was cushioned from the steel decline for a while. At the time, Republicans weren't really putting up challengers. Rabley says Cambria and Westmoreland counties are historically Democratic areas, but the residents and their representatives have always been relatively conservative.
Pro-life, pro-gun, NRA-endorsed, patriotic, pro-defense, hawkish on foreign policy, but minimum wage, Social Security, union protection. So kind of old-fashioned labor Democrat.
Meaning in this population, when registered Democrats vote for Republicans,
ideologically, they're being less inconsistent than it seems.
Murtha held his seat until his death in 2010. In 2000, the congressional districts in the state had to be remapped so they all had the same number of people. Republicans worked to gerrymander the 12th, meaning they were strategic about drawing the lines, using advanced mapping technology to plot out how to win the most seats in the state, something Rabley says both parties take advantage of. Murtha weathered the Republican gerrymandering, winning in 2002, 4, 6, and 8. In 2010, Murtha's office director, Mark Kritz, won his seat in a special election. But the population in the area had been rapidly shrinking, and still is. It's older, whiter. The defense industry declined. Gritz didn't have Murtha's clout and was knocked out by Republican Keith Rothfuss in 2012, who's still in office.
All of our journals come from tree-free paper.
Next, the tour of the 12th hits the suburbs, Rothfuss's hometown of Sewickley. The boutique Barbary Handmade is among the bustling storefronts of the borough's main drag, about 13 miles north of Pittsburgh. That 2010 redistricting incorporated Sewickley, a few more suburbs, a lot more college grads, and white-collar workers into the 12th. Democrat Joan Baron Bragg has lived here for 10 years. She says although this borough is known as being upper class, she's struggled. She used to have her own art gallery here.
So when I closed that due to economic downturn in 2012, I picked up some freelance jobs as a graphic designer, but not really able to do that as much anymore, so now I'm working retail.
The owner of the shop, Keith Recker, is from Sewickley, and after decades away, recently returned.
It's nice being back in a place where people say hello to each other on the sidewalk.
Sewickley is in Allegheny County, which preferred Hillary Clinton by more than 14 points in last year's election. Recker says he understands that Sewickley is in a very different economic situation than places like Johnstown and Beaver Falls, although he isn't personally familiar with those areas. Sewickley is near Pittsburgh, and unlike those industrial towns, grew into an affluent suburb for white-collar workers in the city.
I think that's why Sewickley has kind of evolved into a really highly functioning Main Street environment with a movie theater, a pharmacy, a liquor store, a grocery store, a bunch of specialty shops. It really is performing as a small-town Main Street in a way that I think a lot of communities can't.
Recker is a Democrat. He says he's frustrated with the current Representative Rothfuss, who he says only votes along party lines.
I pay close attention to how Mr. Rothfuss votes on all the important issues, and Mr. Rothfuss in absolutely no way, shape, or form represents anything that I can support.
But despite the range of economic and political beliefs in the district, Recker says lots of voters do share common ground.
Many parts of this district are not polarized. We are neither pure Democrats nor pure Republicans. We are practical people who are looking for practical solutions.
The district is scheduled to be redrawn after the 2020 census. Which party will be in charge of that process? Well, that'll be much clearer after 2018's midterm election. I'm Virginia Elvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.